Hi, everybody. It's time for your Multi-Men USA Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the U.S. and Japan have announced a new agreement allowing American cattle producers to meet Japan's growing demand for high-quality U.S. beef while lowering the risk of Japan imposing higher tariffs in the future. The new agreement, they say, includes a new mechanism that requires three separate conditions to be reached now instead of only one for Japan to invoke a safeguard trigger and impose higher duties on U.S. beef for 30 days. Now, Montana Beef Council Vice President Andy Kellum says export markets like Japan are very important to cattle producers and their bottom line.
You know, you have to look at it from a big picture standpoint. I mean, ranchers typically aren't selling steaks. They're not selling short ribs. But ultimately, the value received for the entire carcass filters all the way back to the dollars that that rancher receives.
Now, in 2021, the U.S. was the top beef exporting country in the entire world, with global sales of beef and beef products valued at over $10 billion. And of that, U.S. beef exports to Japan came in at almost $2.4 billion. Cattle producers, Multi-Men 90 supports cattle health and reproduction. So talk to your veterinarian or visit MultimenUSA.com. Cattle producers, Multi-Men 90 supports cattle health and reproduction. So talk to your veterinarian or visit MultimenUSA.com.